In this gospel snippet, I want to return to 1 Corinthians chapter 15 and verse 3. In the previous discourse, I spoke on Christ died for our sins. And I said there that Christ died as a vicarious sin bearer, a substitute for his people's sins. In my place condemned he stood, sealed my pardon with his blood. By his death he propitiated the wrath of God, because he bore the curse of God in the place of sinners. His blood washes away sin for all who trust him. His righteousness clothes all who trust him. All who believe on the Lord Jesus Christ are justified on the basis of this great finished work of Christ, his perfection, his perfect life offered up as a blood sacrifice to atone for sin. Now that doctrine has been questioned, and I want to drive home my doctrine, I believe it's the doctrine of 1 Corinthians 15 verse 3, by taking the rest of the text. Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. What does Paul mean? Well, he means, of course, the Old Testament. And certainly when Paul was dealing with this subject at large in Romans chapters 3 and 4, for example, he goes to the Old Testament, he goes to Abraham, he goes to David, he goes to Phinehas, and he argues his case and illustrates his case, his doctrine, the very thing I've been putting to you, the substitutionary atonement of Christ, the propitiation of the wrath of God by the blood of Christ. He illustrates this from these characters. So John Henry Newman, when he wrote the hymn which so many professing believers sing, Praise to the Holiest in the Height, wrote the verse that Christ, by his suffering in the garden and on the cross on high, should inspire and encourage and so on his people to die, give example of how they should die and so on. He's writing a load of claptrap. Christ didn't die to give me an example of how to die. He died in my place. Condemned he stood there for me. He stood in my place. He bore the wrath of God for me. He was cast off by God. My God, my God, why have you forsaken me? Because he was taking my sin and my curse and the wrath of God for me. Now, I've got to establish that. Well, Christ died for our sins according to the scripture. The Old Covenant, the Old Testament must illustrate this. Now, where shall I turn? Well, there are so many places. Let me just give a few. This is only a snippet. Take the Passover. The sinner that's under the blood is safe and delivered and redeemed and atoned for and kept clear of the avenging angel. That's a clear picture of Christ and the sacrifice that he offered on Calvary. Take the Day of Atonement. Take the scapegoat. The sin of the people laid upon the scapegoat. He bears away their sin into a far place. A clear picture. Only a picture, but a picture. An illustration of the glorious substitutionary saving work of the Lord Jesus Christ. But take two places in particular. Genesis 22. Abraham. Abraham, it said, sacrificed a ram in the stead of his son. Isaac was set free. Isaac was delivered. How? By the substitutionary sacrifice of the innocent ram. A clear picture of Christ. Abraham, said Christ, saw my day and was glad to see it. He rejoiced to see it. Well, he saw it here in Genesis 22. And what did he see? He saw the finished sacrificial atonement of Christ for sinners. Take Isaiah 53. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, the Lord Jesus Christ. All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way, and the Lord hath laid on him, the Lord Jesus Christ, the iniquity of us all. Why do I say the Lord Jesus Christ? Philip speaking in Acts 8. To the Ethiopian eunuch. What did he say? Beginning at the same scripture, Isaiah 53. What does it say about him? He preached unto him Christ. And he preached the atoning, substitutionary sacrifice, the blood sacrifice of the Lord Jesus on the cross. Christ died according to scripture. And that scripture proves beyond all shadow of doubt that Christ died in the place of sinners, and all who trust him can say, Christ died for me. In my place condemned he stood. He bore my sin. He bore the wrath of God for me. I am delivered and set free because I am in Christ and under his precious blood. I say this to remind every believer. I say this to exalt Christ in his finished work. And I say it, unbelieving friend, to urge you and press you. Do not rest short of this. Outside of Christ, all is lost. Damnation, nothing else. Oh, come to Christ immediately. Flee to Christ immediately and trust the finished, substitutionary, vicarious, substitutionary work of the Lord Jesus Christ. Then you too can say, according to the scriptures, Christ died for my sins, and now I rest in him. Amen.